It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I got what I want. The boss is a jerk. I ain't got time for this fool. Fuck is a fool.
Grabbing Dinger, Punk Off Monday on the Darren Copeland Experience. Big Buzz, you missed it. Last segment of the show with the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. You can always check us on Audio Boom in case you want to hear some of these songs, in case you want to hear my rants, in case you want to tell people about it. You tell people, I can't believe I heard this on the radio, and they'll be like, oh my God, what was it? And you're like, this is it. MileHighSportsRadio.com or Audio Boom. Go to all of it. I mean, I could talk Broncos. I mean, here's the thing that I have the problem with, right? If you notice that,
The Denver Broncos.
Have you noticed that the other station in town has sort of backed off their team, whatever, and team, whatever, team Monkey Boy, team Captain Morgan?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
I mean, they did their poll. But like, then here's what happened.
No.
Here's what happened. Both quarterbacks came out and started hucking.
Yeah.
So the first pad of practice on Sunday, and they both looked awful. Vance Joseph's like, that wasn't very good. This is, and this is kind of what I'm talking about with the quarterbacks. I mean, I want whoever's the best to win.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: if I'm going to have two bad quarterbacks, I want the one that makes better decisions. So I don't care if you can throw it a mile. If you make bad decisions, then I don't want you to be the starting quarterback.
Have you been to any of the practices yet?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No, no. Please, no. No.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, okay. And this, and listen, I understand that there are people who are listening who are like, I would kill to go to practice. Then you should go.
Yeah, you can.
It is very interesting. It's very interesting to see.
Fans actually got a better view than the.
Well, it's very interesting. What I've always found interesting is I'm not this way because I go to all the football games, and I'm down on the field, so I know how big and fast they are. If you're used to watching games on television, I think you should go. Because you'll never believe how big and fast these guys are. But once you get past that, it's just practice. You know, and unless you're there looking for specific stuff, like as in who's the better quarterback, but it sounds like both of them are terrible because the defense is just making sure that their life is terrible, which I like. But you're getting paid. I mean, you know, you're getting paid. You need to do that. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is not coming. You know, the Broncos last year asked him to take a pay cut. He said no. So, you know, you can talk about blackball with the rest of the league, and that's probably true with Colin Kaepernick. But the Broncos tried to get him last year. He said no. The Broncos said, okay then, bye-bye. And so we're here where you're at. But the Broncos right now, this offense has to figure something out.
So are you saying that they need to pick a quarterback sooner rather than later and just have him do the first team reps? Or would you
Yes. I'm saying that you need to get whoever it's going to be. If they're both sucking equally, then it's got to be Paxton Lynch.
And just decide right now. Yeah. Yeah, no.
But make it Paxton Lynch.
Right now.
Yes, make it Paxton Lynch. And you know what?
We've seen a week neither one stepped up. Go with Paxton Lynch. He's the first round pick. We want to see
what they're equally
what we
terrible, go with the first round draft pick.
Yes.
But you want to know something is that, you know, Simeon has looked like he's regressed a little from the reports that I'm getting. But see, this is the whole thing is like, I'm not rooting for one over the other. I want someone to take the job by the cojones and go with it.
Be like, this is mine and go.
I said this on Danny William and Ryan Edwards' show.
Yes. You were on there last week?
Last week.
Yeah.
And they asked me that what would it take for Devontae Booker to be a starter? And I said, what he needs to do is he needs to go out like how C.J. Anderson got the job.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the starting guy, you go out and you produce and you make a play. Make a play. And he did. He made a ton of plays, broke tackles, had one incredible run where he went from one side of the field over to the other side. People forget that was in his debut. Debut, I guess that's a better word to say.
I don't know. They more remember his first carry was a fumble than that.
Jackie Robinson went 0 for his first 35.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's how you finish.
Okay.
It's about how you finish. C.J. Anderson's gained 2 years of being injured and not really being an effective starter because of what he did. And this is what I need the quarterbacks to do. Someone needs to step up, and I don't care who it is, but one of you guys needs to step up and take the bull by the horns. I want my starting quarterback to take it personally when, you know, the defense is talking about how terrible you are. Garrett Bowles seems to bring a little bit of that. Ron Leary seems to bring a little of that. Menelik Watson seems to bring a little bit of that.
Yeah. No, I've heard a lot of good things about Bowles.
Well, he's doing what he's supposed to do. Listen, he's a guy. He's going to be a fiery guy. He's athletic. He'll be fine there.
Yeah.
He's older, so he's more mature, you'd hope. But I'm sorry, man. I need a quarterback who can show me something. I mean, this isn't Missouri, but this is the show me state. Show me that you deserve to be the starting quarterback. John Elway in his freshman, in his rookie year.
Yeah.
Lined up under guard. All right. Lined up under guard.
And he had that deleted from the history of football.
Oh, no, it's still around.
No, I know.
But see, they had DeBergen to do the same thing that Simeon was with Paxton Lynch. They brought in Steve DeBerg, who was a really good quarterback.
But John Elway took it. And
John Elway took the bull by the horns. I want to say the ball, and it's the bull.
The bull. The bull ball?
Took the bull by the horns.
That sounded really bad after they came out of my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
He actually reached under the bull.
It was like, mine.
Well, he didn't reach under the bull. He reached under the cow that was next to him at the guard position.
Oh, wrong place.
Okay, and didn't play very well, but you knew that he was the best quarterback. You could tell. You could just see that he would make plays in practice that Steve DeBerg couldn't make.
You knew he was the future, yeah.
What has Paxton Lynch done to make anybody think that he's the future, besides getting drafted first?
Look really cool. Like, he looks really a lot like Captain Morgan.
He does look a lot like Captain Morgan. Which I don't know is a good thing or a bad thing.
It's awesome.
You know, Pablo Mastroianni of the Colorado Rapids coach wore that for a while, and he was considered the coolest guy and the coolest coach in the world. Still losing games.
Hey, you're still here.
I could care. Yes, I know. Well, that's another day.
Yeah.
Another day when Big Fuzz is here so we can get all mad.
Yes.
But I do not want potential. You are a professional. Make a play. Make a play. You know, start showing us, Paxton, that you deserve this starting job. John Elway and co. are going to look really stupid if people believe that they gave you the job because you were number one pick instead of because you were the best quarterback.
Yes.
We don't
but
want to.
They also have to see what they got in you.
Show them. It's not on the Broncos that they need to put you in situations for you to show that you can actually be a good quarterback. That's what all this is about. That's what training camp is about. For you to go out there against the best team and best defense in the league and show that you can actually move the ball, that you can get touchdowns instead of field goals, that you're not going to fumble the ball, that you're not going to throw ridiculous interceptions, that you're going to make plays. We need to see that you have moxie, that you can go out, and when times are tough, you can go out and you can make plays, because right now Paxton Lynch is not making any plays. Is he a better athlete? Yes, he's a better athlete than Trevor Siemian. But let me tell you something. Trevor Siemian has proved that he could make plays, at least some plays. I haven't seen any playmaking ability out of Paxton Lynch. One pass without pads, I guess, happened in the red zone stuff. It looks better, but I need my quarterback to be going all out, and that's not happening. I need you to go all out. I need you to prove that you can win. This is not Boulder, where victories are just little moments of glory for everyone. You are getting paid a lot of money to go and win football games for this team. You have a Ferrari. You have a Ferrari. You have a Ferrari. You have an awesome defense. You've got receivers. You've got some running backs. They've put as much money as they possibly can into an offensive line. Hopefully it'll be good. Apparently Menelik Watson is the size of a small building. But for crying out loud.
Small building, eh?
Small building. Like a shed.
Okay.
But for crying out loud, a number one pick should play better than a number six pick. And I might remind you, all you talk about, well, what about Tom Brady?
That's like an anomaly.
Drew Bledsoe was kicking his butt until he got hurt.
Yeah.
The first round pick was over the sixth round pick until the first round pick got hurt. And the second round pick came in and showed that he could do the game.
Cheaper.
He proved he should be the guy.
Yeah.
He got his chance. He grabbed the bull by the horns.
Come on, Simeon. Come on, Lynch.
Somebody.
Please.
Somebody. Por favor, one of you. Not team Monkey Boy. Not team Captain Morgan. Team Broncos. Let's make the Broncos great again. Just the Broncos. I don't care about the rest of America. Well, maybe a little. You know.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship.
Yes.
And once again, bathe in the glory
yes.
of your light. Amen.
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 Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
That's all I'm
it's
talking
about. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Let's have a party.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
I lift you up, proceed to party.